Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This is typically an exciting time for families planning the return to school. The stores might be stocked with school supplies. Kids and parents choose everything from activities to what to wear on the first day. This year, they might be choosing whether to go into the building at all. This week, we begin a look at Back to School 2020. Lori Simon is superintendent of the Rapid City Area Schools, and she joins us now on the phone. Superintendent Simon, welcome. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Great to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Tell us where we are at to start our conversation as far as what decisions have been made and what decisions are still pending. And then we'll talk a little bit about feedback from families in the school district and what their concerns are. But at this point, what's been determined and what hasn't?
You know, we are really about 1 week out from talking about our plans. We are still finalizing a number of things as we speak. But what has been determined is that we do believe that we need to provide some choice to our families. We know from some early survey data that about 80% of our families would like to have their students physically back in school, and roughly 20% would like to have an online option. And so we do know that we are going to provide both of those options and that choice to our families. Now, we're still working through the details of what all of that's going to look like, but that is one really important decision that we have made.
What did you learn from spring that is particularly useful going into fall? Because we know more now than we knew then.
Certainly. Well, we certainly learned a lot from being thrown into this entirely remote experiment. And I call it experiment because really I don't think we've ever had a time in our nation's history of schools that we've all been thrown literally from 1 week to the next into a completely new paradigm of teaching and learning. So we learned a lot. We learned from our staff, from our families, and our students that definitely if we do need to be back in a completely remote environment, that it does need to look a lot different. And so that has implications already as we're planning for our staff training and planning days ahead of the start of the school year. We've also learned that our teachers are going to need some more time up front for that important training and planning because things do need to look differently, not only in how we teach and learn, but how we go through the routine of our school day. So actually tonight I'll be bringing a recommendation to our Board of Education that we delay the start of school by nearly 2 weeks until after the Labor Day holiday so that we do give that uptime planning and training time to our staff and leaders.
What are some of the, are they mostly, when we talk about training teachers to sort of, do these things in new ways, especially if we come up with a model where there's kids in the classroom and there's kids learning remotely at the same time, what kind of training, does it even exist? Is it a whole new model of training? Are we just all learning together? What can you tell us about teaching methodology and how it shifts for remote learning and in-person learning, especially if they're happening at the same time?
Yes, certainly. Well, one of the things that we know that we want to do is for that online option for students, we want it to be as close to the normal experience as possible, that it does involve interaction daily with teachers and with their classmates as well. And so when we think about that perspective and just the technology that we're in the process of purchasing, platforms, learning from our families and our students, that we need more consistency so that there's not so many logins. There's just really a myriad of things, not only in terms of the technology and how to use the technology itself that we need to train our staff around, but also how do we plan and teach differently, given the fact that we're going to be in kind of a new paradigm again of having probably the majority of our students face-to-face in front of us, but also some of our students joining class remotely. And then along with that, we certainly all as districts are our planning so that we are much better prepared for a completely remote environment. Should things really escalate again in our communities, and even here in Rapid City and Pennington County, where we're still on the climb, you know, we're monitoring that daily as we make this important decision about what school is going to look like.
We've all heard, I think, teachers online and social media, or teachers that we're friends with, who have expressed hesitation or frustration or dread, you know, worry about their own safety and the safety of their students. And I want to validate that. Those concerns are very real. Also, I'm hoping you might talk about how teachers are really doing these remarkable things and how determined they are to work together to deal with a really impossible situation and figure out innovative ways to do things. What sort of things have you heard from teachers and administrators in your district that make you sit back and say, wow, I would have never thought of that myself? What's impressing you right now?
Well, certainly, I know the will and the heart of our teachers and our staff and our leaders is to be back in front of kids. I mean, that is their life's work and their life's journey, and it is important to them. But I also certainly understand the concerns and fear about coming back. I mean, those are legitimate concerns, and we certainly need to listen to them and do everything within our power that we're feasibly able to mitigate those safety concerns to the extent possible. We right now actually are doing building walkthroughs alongside of our school administrators so that we really can look at every area of our schools, from the hallways to the cafeterias to the gymnasiums to the classrooms. And it's really an opportunity for us to bounce ideas back and forth with one another. And I think our administrators are learning from us, and we are learning from our administrators as we're making those final decisions. Certainly, we have paid careful attention to a couple of surveys now that we've done with our teachers and our staff, and we're learning some important things there as well. And we really appreciate our staff's willingness to provide us with that feedback. We do know, as we kind of fine-tune some of these really critical things, that we're going to be reaching out to our teachers directly to get further feedback from them, because they're the ones that are in front of kids every day, and we want to make sure that we're listening to all good ideas as we fine-tune all of the logistics that we'll continue to work through up until the start of school.
The American Academy of Pediatrics released new information, you know, some of it which, you know, we all kind of knew, but it puts in it puts in front of us a reminder of how important being in the classroom and being together is. What's at stake here? And what's your greatest worry? I know your greatest worry is most likely, you know, keeping people healthy, but from if we can't get this right, what's at stake?
Well, you know, there is just so much at stake, and it's weighing heavily on all of us as superintendents and along with us, our boards of education. But I can tell you locally, you know, when we did a survey of our students themselves, and we sent the survey out to middle and high school students about that remote learning experience, we learned a lot. We learned that two-thirds of our students were concerned about their learning, everywhere from somewhat to extremely concerned. We also know that two-thirds of our students express concern about their mental health, their social-emotional well-being. And then we also know that from that early data from our teachers that more than 35% of our students did not engage in learning at all from the time that schools were closed mid-March to the end of the school year. That is really frightening data for me as a superintendent to take a look at all of that. And so as I've been following the CDC and the American Pediatrics Association guidance, I think what's really weighing so heavily on my mind is, you know, the long-term negative impact on the academic and social-emotional well-being of our students, perhaps for years to come. you know, that with the immediate health and safety of our students, staff, families, and community. And the burden of responsibility that we're all feeling in making these important decisions, in trying to think through every possible scenario and logistic and issue that we can ahead of the start of school, so that we have those protocols, those decisions made, so that as our students and staff return to work, we're creating the safest environment possible. But certainly that all of that is weighing very heavily on our minds. But we know how important it is for our children's growth academically and socially, emotionally, to be back in school, and how important it is for our families as well, and really the greater good of the community. But certainly lots of challenges for all of us to think through and work through, and that work is ongoing.
Dr. Lori Simon is superintendent of the Rapid City Area Schools. Lori, thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.